I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Some churches in Lebanon can't turn on their lights or run fans to combat the heat. David with the prayer ministry Cry Out Now says this stems from the country's extreme fuel shortages. Lebanon finally formed a new government last week, but it remains unclear if the leaders will do much to help the people. Fuel shortages mean less fellowship and study time for Lebanese believers and more needs in the community. Please ask God to comfort his Lebanese church. And Kenya's economy contracted for the first time in nearly three decades because of COVID-19. A trickle-down effect puts education even farther out of reach for most kids in rural Kenya. Kenya Hope's Joy Mueller says many parents can't afford to send their children to school. Kenya Hope partners with the local believers to start education centers, meeting the physical and spiritual needs of entire families. Send textbooks through Kenya Hope for only $15, so we'll connect you at missionnews.org.